Are you ready to listen to a podcast?
The worst of the High FM Morning Show podcast.
Now you can start listening.
This is High FM. Banks here, Ryland's over there.
Morning.
It's amazing when somebody dies and it's somebody famous. It is kind of shocking, right?
Yeah.
It's not like it's somebody old who you expect.
But when it's someone young, it is different.
We're talking Avicii.
Obviously.
Who was 28 years old.
So young.
That is really young. And when it popped up on Friday night about Avicii, I thought it was one of these fake news things. So I had to, like, look at all different sources. I had to go into Billboard, the URL, and actually go, is this from Billboard? And then when I saw that it was, I went, no, it can't be true.
My brother sent it to me from London.
Did you believe him?
Yeah, because he hardly ever texts me.
It was shocking. My heart went.
Certainly no one expected that to happen.
No.
And here.
I've been doing a lot of looking and reading. There's articles about Avicii and about...
Everywhere.
Everywhere now. And there's one article that I came across about Swedish music and how some of the biggest hits today haven't come out of the UK or America and they originated in Sweden.
Mm.
Avicii was Swedish. Like Lady Gaga songs, Britney Spears, Katy Perry songs, Nicki Minaj songs, all written in Sweden.
Some of Coldplay's were written by
Coldplay
Avicii.
As well, yeah. Yep. Isn't it crazy that after someone's death, you find out...
Way more, like, I didn't know how much charity work he did.
Where were you when you found out?
At my friend's house.
Wow.
And, like, literally everyone found out immediately.
At the same time?
Yeah.
And what was the atmosphere like?
Everyone was just really shocked.
Avicii passed away on Friday.
Way too soon.
I just feel so happy to know that I'm one of the few people who can actually say that, you know, I love what I'm doing and to have gotten to the point where I'm at today. You know, it's amazing. I still can't believe it.
I gotta learn how to love without you. I gotta carry my cross without you. Stuck in a middle and I'm just about to figure it out without you.
Avicii!
I feel so fortunate to be able to work with what I love. It's really all about, like, hard work and dedication. To me, that's all it is. If you're enough passionate about something and you work hard enough, you'll succeed. You know, it's all about the time you put into it. Thank you all very much, and have a good night.
Get up. Gotta get up. Get up. This is the worst of the High FM Morning Show.
Get up.
Gotta get up.
This is High FM, Banks and Ryland.
All right, good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, hello.
Is it ever all right to send someone an invoice for a date?
Well, it depends what the story is. Off the top of my head, no, you can't do that.
I don't think so, because if you've asked someone for a date, you're paying and you're taking the risk of it not going well.
Yeah.
Because the old rules are, he who invites pays. So,
hello.
Being said,
okay.
What happened was...
Morning, boys.
This girl went on a date with the fella.
Yeah.
Afterwards, she did ghost him, which isn't right. She felt they weren't compatible, she didn't reply to the messages.
Yeah.
What he did was quite extreme. He sends her a very detailed invoice.
Brilliant.
He's listed on there everything that she ate, ate and drank. Okay. He's also got a $2 processing fee and 47 cents for shipping and handling.
Okay, well, can I just say, I know you're not a fan of this, and this is, you're on completely one side, but she ghosted him.
Yeah, which wasn't right, but you still can't charge her for the meal.
Why not?
Because you'd asked her to go for the meal. You knew it might not work out. The odds of it working out are really slim. He's also followed up on text to inform her that she'd be liable for penalty fees and fines. Brilliant. Should she choose not to pay the invoice, and has threatened to escalate the matter to a collection agency.
He's my hero. That's brilliant.
Wow.
That's...
Do you know how much this is all for?
How much?
15 reals.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
It's the principle.
Pettiness.
Don't be ridiculous.
He billed her for the postage stamp.
Well, exactly. It all adds up.
But, no. No. I just think this is bad dating karma for both of them, actually. But you think he's in the right?
I think he's in the right, yeah.
Find someone that agrees with you.
Okay. You can't do that.
That's because no one agrees with you ever, because
right.
You're always wrong.
Does somebody agree that this guy was correct? Can you give us a shout? Either call us 22-000-959 or you can send us a WhatsApp if you want. 79010959.
He even included 7% sales tax.
Which is brilliant. Do you agree with that guy? Or do you agree with George that that guy should have just taken it on the chin?
This is what we're working with now, ladies. In the
Robin Banks and George Roiland. Come on. On High FM.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Hello, who's this?
This is Eamon.
Eamon, a quick recap of the story, please, George.
So, guy takes girl out on a date, she ghosts him, and he decides to invoice her for the meal, plus the processing fee, and the stamp.
Right,
do you agree with him?
Yeah, I think he is completely right, and George, obviously, is mortified by this. Eamon, what do you say?
Robin, I totally agree with you. He's my hero.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, this man is
just
talking
he's
sense.
A dude.
It's not because he's a man.
You'd even invoice for the stamp, would you?
I would even charge her for the cab and the petrol.
Everything.
And every second that
yeah.
I've
already... No. And
you should be a lawyer.
This is not a man and woman thing. She ghosted him. Okay?
If she hadn't ghosted him then, if she'd have sent a text message saying, I don't want to see you again,
well, then that
could
takes,
he still invoice?
Hang on, that takes the story a complete different way.
I'm just saying, I
don't
think...
Now
if
you're...
You pay for the meal because you've invited her out.
Do you see what I mean,
Eamon? That's the risk you're taking.
Now she's changing the story. She's doing this.
She's got a name, thank you.
See? And now they're bringing other stuff into
what,
it.
Like manners?
Oh, no. Eamon, thanks for your call, dude.
Thank you again, guys.
Thank you.
Robin Banks and George Roiland.
Good morning, everybody.
This is High FM.
Hello.
Banks and Roiland.
Banks and Roiland.
Do you want to know about Barbie or Chinese bollards?
I reckon we should go for Chinese bollards.
You don't
this
want the
bit.
Big Barbie news.
Do you want to do the big Barbie news? Is the big Barbie news better than Chinese bollards? I mean, like, just listen.
Honestly, no.
No. Okay. So let's do Chinese bollards.
And then Barbie.
Okay.
Okay.
But not in the same bit.
No. She deserves her own link.
Oh, excuse me.
Just going to move straight on from that. If you jaywalk in China,
right,
there's some karma, instant karma for it.
Because it's illegal, isn't it?
It is. They brought new bollards. They spent a lot of money on this.
Here we go, Chinese bollards.
Yeah, the best part of 100,000 reals
right.
to develop this new system.
Okay, what happens? You jaywalk, I'm thinking in my head,
yep.
And this bollard just pops up right in front of you.
Just going to try and get across this road. Nothing's coming, but
bang.
It is a red light. And
crash.
You are going to get, first of all,
yeah.
soaked by high-tech water pistols.
That's
from
great.
The bollard.
I love it.
You're going to know about it straight away.
People are going to be doing that on a sunny day.
Also,
yeah.
that bollard
yeah.
has taken your photograph.
No!
You're going to be named and shamed publicly for your sins.
Oh, you know what's going to happen here, don't you? People are going to be covering their faces. It's going to be a really hot day. It's going to be great.
Yeah, because it has a facial recognition system.
Does it?
So you're going to need a hoodie. Thug life.
Yeah.
Robin Banks and George Roiland. Podcast.
Barbie news!
Yay!
Yay!
Here we go.
Big Barbie news.
Do you think people have hung on for this? And
yeah.
waited?
Of course.
For Barbie news.
I don't think you'll be disappointed. What did you not know about Barbie?
Well, that's a silly question.
Is it?
I can't tell you what I didn't know about Barbie.
Think about it, though. Barbie...
is a doll.
Barbie what? Robin...
Banks.
Yep, Barbie...
Barbie doesn't have a second name.
Barbie does.
No.
She does.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah, so
really,
does Ken.
Really?
Yes.
Have they got the same second name?
No, they haven't.
All right, okay.
It's Barbie Roberts.
Barbie Roberts.
Which I find disappointing for no apparent reason. And Ken Carson. It doesn't fit.
Ken Carson.
So she's looking at Barbie Carson if she plays her cards right.
Or wrong, maybe.
Yeah.
Because you know G.I. Joe's in there.
I always went for G.I. Joe. And then she got to ride around in
his
truck.
Yeah, exactly. Smart girl.
Chicks did cars.
Follow us on Instagram. I will follow you. Ooh, ooh. At High FM Radio. You know, because it would be totally cool if you were.
This is High FM. This is Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Hello.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, how's he doing? How does he think he's doing?
Sorry, how did you say that?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Mm.
Yeah. He says he's feeling a lot better after his heart surgery recently.
That's good.
In fact, his doctors told him that any day now he should be back out of bed and back on his maid. I mean, feet.
Nice.
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. I could be the one to wake up with
High FM.
This is High FM. It's Robin Banks here, George Ryland's over there.
Morning.
Time for beef right now.
Okie dokie. What have I done now?
I have. What you haven't done, actually, is the thing.
Oh, have I not noticed you had a haircut?
There you go!
I like my haircut, Robin.
You go. That doesn't count. It doesn't count now. Why is it whenever a woman gets a haircut, everybody has to notice? Ugh, you not notice my hair? It's my hair, it's my hair. I get a haircut, me, I come in, no one notices apart from the guys.
Actually,
the guys,
Robin,
go.
I had my extensions out last week. My hair was shorter by about 3 or 4 inches. Did you notice? No. Did I make a fuss? No.
You did drop it in.
Only because my hair was falling out. I didn't want you to think that I was going to, like, die or something imminently. I think we're on a level playing field here.
No.
My hair changes a lot and you never notice.
But I'm a man and I don't. On what now?
So you're a man, so it's okay.
Hang on,
I should have noticed, so I'm in the wrong.
Hang on, let me just recap in my head. What I just said, and will this get me in trouble?
You never listen.
Oh, well, hang on a minute.
Oh, get up, get up! Don't hit snooze anymore, Robin Banks.
Whatever you're going to say next, I bet it's wrong.
George Ryland.
I don't want to hear your complaints about being tired.
Get up, High FM.
What's going on with the music?
Oh, it's Chinese music.
Okay, the China bit.
Last week, a city in southwest China started forgiving fines for minor traffic offences, but to get out of the fine, you had to do something.
Is it test their new bollards that soak in water if you're jaywalking?
Yeah.
That would be amazing. I'd be like, yes, me!
It's not that.
How about something like be a mascot? They love a mascot.
They do.
They?
No, it's not that. Giving up?
Yeah.
All right. You have to confess on social media what you've done, and your post has to get more than 20 likes.
They're really into naming and shaming at the moment, aren't they?
This is the idea, is that shaming people online will have a bigger impact than handing out fines.
Does it depend on what you do for a job and who your mates are?
Also, it's going to spread awareness and make the roads safer. If it works, they're going to do it in other areas too. I'm not sure that we'd even consider this a penalty here in Oman, because half of you lot listening post about that kind of stuff anyway.
Get up! Time to do it, let's go!
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Get on up!
Is Robin Banks.
Sorry, is that camera at the usual angle? Which just looks
and
a little bit different.
George Ryland, hang on, let me have a look. Let me log into your camera. We have to see you, okay? You're waving at me in the camera.
Is that normal?
Does
it always, it's always at that angle?
Yeah, you look all right there.
Okay.
I could zoom in if you want.
No, it's early, things look different.
I can zoom out, there you go.
But
zoom out.
Probably wouldn't today.
Zoom out. There you go. There's all the studio. And then zoom back in to where you are normally.
Okay, so we're good.
Yeah. We are completely normal there. Well, as normal as it gets.
Yeah, business as usual.
George Ryland's over there.
Hello.
There she is. A new survey by the dating app Zoosk. Have you heard of Zoosk?
I have not.
Found 78% of its members want to date someone who cares about the environment.
Would they actually want to live with them, though?
And 74% said if they saw somebody litter on a date, it would be a deal breaker.
Yeah, that would.
Here are a couple more environmentally friendly dating stats.
Brilliant.
Number 3, the top eco-friendly terms to use in your dating profile to get more matches are reuse, organic, environment, farmers market, and nature.
Wow.
Number 2, the hottest eco-friendly thing you can do on your date is pick up litter.
So I'm going to go on a first date and pick up litter.
You make sure that you probably litter beforehand if you're going somewhere clean so you can then pick up your own litter. Number one, the top three deal breakers that have to do with the environment are littering, wasting food and leaving your lights on.
So you have to date someone that eats everything.
Everything on their plate. You're fine. You're completely fine.
Oh, get up, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
Look at me, I'm a big fat slob.
George Ryland.
And she is some lady, that I can tell you.
Woo! Get up. Hi, FM.
So what kind of humour is the funniest is on the way.
Okay.
Is that toilet humour, sketches, observational humour? What kind of humour do you think people say is the funniest?
Oh, what do you call it? Slap.
Slapstick. Yeah. Slap. It's got something to do with a slap and a stick.
It's funny when you hit people, Robin said.
That is on the way. Do you want to do a bit now before that?
Yeah,
you've got
go.
Loads. She's got loads
go
of stuff.
Dude.
Right, okay.
Now, you know when people say to you, are you being paranoid? And you think, well, actually, if it is happening, am I? Is it personal? This okay. is against me.
Right.
And usually you'd say, no, no, it's not personal. This dude, yeah, that's personal.
Okay.
He's called Dylan.
All right, Dylan.
Recently he went for a swim. He was in Hawaii. Nice.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah, baby, yeah.
Yeah, got bit by a shark.
What? What's this got to do with paranoia?
So this shark took a chunk out of his leg and then, nah, didn't really want him, so
spat
left him.
Back him. Out.
He managed to get yeah. back to shore. It was just 30 metres.
Wow, okay.
And someone found him and called the paramedics, right. So he was okay.
Okay.
7 months previously, he managed to survive being mauled by a bear.
Okay.
Who also had yeah. a chomp on him, thought, oh,
wow,
nah.
Okay. That's a really bad coincidence. Or...
Before that...
No.
He was bitten by a rattlesnake
no,
in Utah.
Really?
They hate you. Animals hate you. This is personal.
Yeah.
They are trying to kill you.
That's not paranoia
it's
at
not
all.
Paranoia.
It's not.
They do hate you, Dylan.
Phenomena. Phenomena. Phenomena.
Nice.
I love this. I love it.
Manamana.
Nice.
Manamana.
Do you think these people look at their radios now going, what is this?
What depends if they've heard this before or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, true. Phenomena! Phenomena! Yeah.
Phenomena!
Has anybody not heard this? Does anybody not know what this is from? There's going to be loads of people.
In which case, quite the day for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. Phenomena! Phenomena! He's going off into the distance. Maybe. See ya, bye. Oh, man. This is great. Here we go!
Yeah!
Phenomena! Phenomena!
Nice.
Phenomena!
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 Phenomena! Oh no! Oh, hello? Phone's ringing.
Okay, just
who's
a
that?
Second.
Yeah? Guess who?
It's for
guess
you.
Who?
Phenomena!
You can thank us for that 2 minutes. Let's just recuperate right now. In
the Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Come on. On High FM.
This is Banks here and Ryland's over there.
Yeah.
Khloe Kardashian has named her daughter...
True.
Why has she named her daughter True?
Well, some people initially thought it was a dig at the father. It is not.
Okay.
It is because her mum... Chris, something like the great-grandfather or grandfather was called True, so it's a family name.
Right, so she named her daughter True because she wanted a name that has a long history in the family, yeah?
Sure.
So it was either that or the name Instagram.
Get up! Gotta get up! Get up! This is
the worst of the High FM morning show. Get up!
Hi FM is the radio station. My name is Robin Banks and George Ryland is there.
Hello.
A new survey asked people what types of humour they find funny.
I once saw a man fall over a banana skin, but that will always stay with me.
Hold that thought. Here are the full results, so the top 10 of what kind of humour they think is the funniest.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to tell you these. Not in reverse order like I would normally do, with number one last.
Why? Why changing things?
Because I want you to know what people think is least funny.
Okay.
Okay, last.
Okay.
Okay, so number one, the funniest thing is observations on everyday life. 72% said that they found that funniest. All right, so that's the most popular.
Laughing at other people.
Number two, observations on the news. All right.
Laughing at people on the telly.
Number three, wordplay.
Okay.
Number four, controversial or taboo subjects.
Ooh.
Number five, impressions. People said they liked impressions, right? Number six, sketch comedy. Number seven, the seventh most popular, improv. When you throw people out a term and they've got to act it out. Number eight, cringeworthy, awkward and embarrassing situations.
Okay.
Right? Number nine, nothing. I find nothing funny. That's what people said.
Oh.
And number 10, the least popular, toilet humour. I know, right? Now, I get it that some fancy survey research company asks you what you find funny. You're probably not going to admit that you lose your mind at somebody falling into a toilet or fart jokes or stuff like that, are you?
So what are we saying? This is more of an aspirational thing. Like, I do like toilet humour, but I would like to like improv.
Yeah, exactly. That is our explanation for this.
Good morning. Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Can't decide which bit, though.
Well, can I have a choice? Can I have a choice of which bit?
Yeah, okay, you can have a choice of which bit. You can have something about a 12-year-old Aussie boy.
Oh, mate!
You can have a Nick Cage movie that I just watched.
Oh, right.
Have you seen Anthony Hopkins' latest video?
No, I haven't. I like the Aussie bit because obviously you get to say...
Twin cap you!
However, I'd like to hear about Nicolas Cage because I've got a little bit about Nicolas Cage here as well.
Amazing, we'll do that first.
Let's do that.
I came across a movie called Left Behind. Have you ever seen it?
No.
Oh my goodness, it's a classic. It's so underrated. Why isn't it one of those films that everyone has seen? This is vintage Cage.
It's Nicolas Cage.
So what happens is, spoiler alert, he's a pilot.
Okay.
He is flying to wherever from JFK.
Right.
It's a long haul. And people, all of a sudden, disappear. All the children disappear and some of the adults.
Wow.
This is the same on the Earth as well.
Oh, all right.
And they leave behind little piles of clothes.
Sounds great.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, this is never explained because who knows? They just disappear.
You're right.
So he's left without a co-pilot.
Hey, listen, can I just say, don't do a spoiler for me because I want to watch this movie.
Oh, no, I have to tell you the end bit.
Right, so switch off now if you don't want this spoiled for you. Switch off now.
Because there's loads of problems with the plane.
Right.
He hasn't got enough fuel to go any further than JFK.
Right, of course.
Because all these people disappeared, all the runways are full of planes. What's he going to do?
Oh, my God, yeah.
So.
What?
His daughter.
Oh, wow.
Gets a car.
Yeah.
Clears a highway that was blocked off.
Oh, brilliant.
In the car with all the bollards.
Yes.
Just enough room to land a plane.
Vintage.
She helps him land.
Vintage Cage.
And,
yeah.
Oh, this is just the best thing ever. The plane lands.
Of course it does.
I kid you not. This far, which is what? From one of my shoulders to the other.
Yeah.
Away.
From a cliff.
Fuel.
From fuel.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Nicolas Cage has been in, he's been in 583 movies. But he says that he's going to give up acting. He says, right now I'm primarily a film performer and I'm going to continue doing that for 3 to 4 more years. Then I'm going to give it up and I'm going to focus on directing. Please don't get too upset though, because back in 2006, which was 12 years ago, Nick talked about cutting back on acting to pursue other interests. And we all know how that turned out.
Well, frankly, having seen Left Behind, he's done everything there is to do.
Oh, get up, don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
No need to wake up and get out of bed or anything.
George Ryland.
Wake up and assimilate the day.
Woo! Get up.
High FM.
You know how everybody hates putting together IKEA furniture?
So I actually don't mind it.
There's a surprise.
But a smaller item, like, you know, a little drawer unit, that's quite fun.
Yeah, but that's nothing, really.
Yeah, but I can't put a bed together on my own, can I?
Well,
I'd give it a go.
No, you would. This is big news for everybody, apart from you. Scientists have made a robot that can actually assemble IKEA furniture.
By that point, though, if you've had to buy the robot to put the furniture together, wouldn't it have been better just spend a bit more and buy ready-assembled furniture?
If you think this is a great idea, remember you have to assemble the robot first as well.
Turn spot A into spot B. Rotate seat until arm S sits over. God, it doesn't fit. Doesn't fit.
Oh, is there an arm there?
Angry. Must break. Must smash, break.
This is High FM.
G'day.
G'day, mate. Is that Robin Banks?
Speaking. I'm right over here, you big galah.
You big galah. You getting your twin cap, you.
Thanks, Pippa. What you got?
Can't do the accent anymore.
I know. It does hurt, doesn't it?
It does. There's a 12-year-old in Sydney. He wanted to go to Bali.
Of course he did. They
His
all do.
His mum said no.
Oh, no.
So he thought, not on my watch.
All right.
So he took her credit card.
Yes.
Tricked his grandmother into giving him his passport.
I know what's coming.
He booked himself a trip.
Good boy.
He even researched an airline that allowed 12-year-olds to fly unaccompanied.
Wow.
Got himself a hotel room and off he went.
Did he actually go?
He did, yeah.
Oh my God, brilliant.
He used the self-service check-in.
Hang on. This is brilliant, apart from if you're a parent of that 12-year-old.
But the best bit about this...
Oh, well, here we go.
When I read this news story, there's an advert to the left of it. It says, can a silent retreat in Bali really soothe the soul?
Product placement. Way to go, Ehab Travels. Way to go, Ehab Travels.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
I've sent you a video on the WhatsApp.
Oh, right,
but
okay.
Do you not look at the title of it?
I can't not look at the title of
it. Yeah, you can.
No, because it comes up straight away. Oh, and a little preview picture comes up.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Well, straight for the video anyway.
I've seen it.
See the hamsters?
I do. I see the hamsters, and there's one dancing. Oh, he's just... Oh, he's dead. Hamster's dead. He's just literally... He's fallen over. Well, there's nothing funny about that. That's disturbing. He was dancing around. He was up on his hind legs. He was dancing around by his water bowl. His blue. He's getting up! He's getting up, George! He's got up now. He's dancing around.
This is
he's
the
dead
most
again.
Dramatic hamster I've ever seen. And his acting is on par with mine.
I swear to God, he was dead in his
eye. He fakes his own death multiple times a day.
What does he do that for?
For
attention.
I love this hamster. It's my spirit animal.
Oh, George. You've got to put this up on our socials. This is just brilliant. I'm looking at him now. He's dancing around. All right, the hamster's dancing around. And now he's dead again. He's dead again. And his little eyes are open.
It's the hamster equivalent of... It's so bad. Such a bad actor. Robin? Robin, are you okay?
Bang, and I'm back.
Weekday morning. Get on up. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. Turn it up. Yeah. Oman's higher.
Banks here, Ryan's over there.
Hello.
Brad Pitt has called his new girlfriend, Neri Oxman, the sexiest, hottest person he has ever seen.
Bet the ex-wives are pleased with that.
Then he caught a glimpse of his own reflection in the mirror and replied, okay, second.
Not these days, Brad.
Uh-oh. Hiya.
Here we go.
Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Good morning.
I recognise that voice.
Boring.
It is the one and only Boring Meres.
Good morning.
Right, well, a quick one.
Can I just dive in here for anybody who's never heard Boring Meres before? This guy is full of insightful information.
Especially on juice.
Every word, you'll just hang off. And when he finishes, you'll just go, I wish he was on more.
Yeah.
I could listen to that guy for ages.
Yeah, thank you.
That's all right.
That's not me.
Okay, here we go.
Anyway, so I have short story.
Short story. Brilliant.
Few seconds. I ran this Twitter poll thing, right? I put it in for around a few hours, and there's 10 hours left, but it was so overwhelming with people are responding that I had four options, and the first option was 100%. guess how many people responded there?
What was the question?
Yeah, what's the question?
No, you don't need to know the question.
Well, of course we do. We need to know the question, because if it's a boring question...
Exactly, it's a very boring question. It's about radio stations and everyone.
Okay, right? I would say...
Are you polling up?
He is. You know it. You know that we're an option in there, and there's other radio stations in there. And he's basically said, who's your favourite radio station? That's what he said.
All right, anyway, so I asked you a question.
Yeah.
How many do you think responded? The first option is at 100%.
Right, so...
75.
75 people responded to your Twitter poll.
75?
Yeah.
Minus 74.
One person responded.
One person? Oh, are they related to you?
And that person didn't choose my favourite station.
That went well then. You should go into some kind of research.
Well, obviously this person follows you on Twitter.
Yes.
And is responding to you. Right? That says it all, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Because I have tweeted another radio station and they ignored my tweet.
Which we would never do. We'd never ignore Boring Merritt.
Not at all, no.
All right, listen, all right. Boring Merritt, it's been wonderful speaking to you.
I'm going to look out for your polls.
Yeah, I'm off. Goodbye.
Boring!
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Wow, these guys are definitely something special.
This is High FM.
Yes.
A woman died recently, and she left $10 million to a radio station.
Oof, that's substantial.
I know, tell me about it. All that is known about her is that her name was Susan, and she loved music.
Was she a regular caller?
She was a regular, yeah. And apparently she was loaded. So we have to be nice to all our regular callers.
Just before I decide on my level of niceness.
Right.
Did the people working at the radio station get any cash, or did it just go to management?
It hasn't been divvied out yet. So I guess there are high level meetings. Can you imagine if that happened here? We wouldn't see anything, would we?
Chris Burks would be all over it straight away.
Would we? Yeah. Supposedly, she told the radio station that she was planning to make a donation before she died.
You wouldn't expect 10 million, would you?
No. She was young. She didn't say how much it would be. So they're all really shocked.
Yeah.
Really, really shocked. So just be nice to everybody you meet. Those nutters that come up to the window and look in. Hello. Those people that call, especially that guy last week.
Maybe not so much.
Well.
I don't think he's going to leave us any money, Robin.
You just don't know, do you?
I think we do on that one. I woke up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
This is High FM.
Good morning.
Just pointing out the tea that hasn't been made.
Oh, mate, I'm really sorry. Do you want to do this bit while I make the tea? I really don't mind.
We can leave it till just after this.
All right,
no
okay.
longer.
Okay,
no
all
longer.
Right, all right.
Got a lady.
Lady.
Who is only referred to as woman.
Woman.
In
okay.
this article.
Right.
She did a Ryland.
Oh, doing a Ryland is when things kind of muck up for you.
Yeah.
Named after George Ryland.
Myself. It's that time when mistakes were made, or in hindsight. So for this one, right. what she did is she decided she was going to live without human contact for 40 days.
Brilliant.
I'm not sure if that's the dream or not, but that's what she wanted to do.
Great experiment.
And then decided, to make it even worse, to go to a remote Scottish island.
Oh, fantastic.
Could you imagine?
Well, I could.
Gosh. I feel bad for you. Guess how long she lasted?
She lasted, I reckon, 2 days.
Actually, a bit longer than that. 12 days.
12 days?
Then did have to be rescued by the Coast Guard.
What? Why?
Fell over.
She did a Ryland! She did! Oh,
I've
beautiful.
Had a bit of a fall.
Here we go. Wake up.
I just keep moving.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits. Well, we just haven't got any.
It is High FM.
Morning.
It is George Ryland over there.
Hello.
And it's Banks here.
Have you got something to say?
Conventional wisdom says you probably shouldn't have spicy food on a date.
Well, actually, do you know what? I just think go in strong, you do you, and if you're lucky, he also will eat spicy food and you've got a level playing field.
Because breaking out into a sweat and chugging water, maybe crying a little hardly seems like a seductive scenario.
Ah, why not? You know what? Get the spicy spaghetti, wear it, smell of it. You're straight in there. Everyone knows what they're getting.
Actually, it turns out it is.
Really?
Who knew?
I'm a dating genius.
According to this, when a lady orders spicy food on a date, it makes her see the guy she's with as 28% more attractive.
Like a hallucinogen.
No, it's not. Ordering something sweet has the opposite effect and makes the guy less attractive. Because the researchers think it's the words we use to describe spicy foods are sexier words.
Better get back on Tinder then.
Yeah, like hot and intense.
Sweaty, uncomfortable.
And then we start associating these words with the person we're with.
So don't make the mistake on a second date of having a dessert.
The researchers didn't test the effects of spicy foods on how men felt on dates. But who cares, right? If you're a man. As long as you turn up. And you have a pulse.
Hi FM.
Take a seat.
Robin Banks.
Right over there.
George Ryland.
This is Hi FM. Robin Banks.
Hello, good morning.
George Ryland, good morning.
Good morning to you.
New type of ballet for you.
Okay, we don't usually talk ballet.
No, but when it's ballet like this, okay, we do need to.
Are you sure this bit's not going to make people tune away?
No, absolutely not.
Right, so this is ballet talk.
Yeah.
And you're going to be really interested in this.
Yeah.
Okay, let me pull up a chair for this.
You're going to need to set aside some time for this because it takes 6 hours, this ballet.
6 hours?
6 hour performance.
Have I got enough time to sit down for 6 hours and watch this?
You're going to have to because it's slow.
Now, I'm hearing ballet, 6 hours and slow, and this is just making me want to tune away.
Well, it's slow because they're snails. They can't move that fast, Robin.
Now I want to go.
You're so judgy.
I want to go to this now.
176 snails are giving this their all.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
And you're just like, oh, I'm bored.
No, no, not at all. I'm watching this now.
Yeah. They all have tiny flashlights on their backs.
Right.
It's in the dark.
Of course it is.
You've got to be really careful you don't tread on any of them because there are quite a lot of them.
You mean I'm going to be on the stage as well?
It would just be awkward.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry about that.
175.
Where do you get this stuff from? This is brilliant. You are. Oh, 174!
1, 2, 3, ha! Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
I could be the one
to wake up with
Hi FM.
This is Hi FM.
This is Hi FM.
It was jazzy, wasn't it?
It was, wasn't it?
I'm sad, though, actually.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
We missed a trick this weekend.
What did we miss?
Well, turns out. No one told us that the entire contents of Heathrow Airport's old Terminal 1 went on sale
on
the weekend. There was over 100 check-in desks that you could buy, and I just think it would have added something to the show if we'd have had our own check-in desk.
Or even our own baggage carousel.
So basically, you come up to my check-in desk, I'm going to be here about 10, 20 minutes.
That's brilliant.
Just doing that.
Excuse me.
Just doing that.
Hello.
Yep. You're going to be waiting for my baggage carousel for at least an hour. Wondering why so many people travel with cardboard boxes.
Why is everybody else's luggage coming out first?
Why?
Why? Yeah, that would have been great.
Wouldn't it?
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Wow, these guys are definitely something special.